Web hosting for Lowdown Radio is provided by HostGator.com. Use the code LOWDOWNRADIO and receive $9.94 off your next hosting package. Eat up the competition at HostGator.com. You're listening to The Rogue Gallery with your host, Bobby Rogue.
Bienvenidos, damas y caballeros, al show Galería Rogue. Me llamo Bobby Rogue con mi amigo Carlos. Carlos, bienvenido.
You should have told me this was going to be in Spanish because I would have...
Oh, it's not the Spanish announce Bobby Rogue show?
Man, yeah, not for me. So you can speak Spanish all you want. I'm going to speak English.
You know what's crazy? I don't even speak Spanish.
Okay.
But there was a little filly that I saw, and I thought that I'd learn the Spanish just for her.
I think it'd be cool to be able to speak Spanish really, really fast like they do on the Spanish stations on the radio.
That's what I was trying. I was trying to imitate the Spanish announce people in wrestling where the wrestlers typically fall on their table and break all their equipment.
That's the best part of the pay-per-view.
It's always the best part of the pay-per-view. Everybody loves it. But hey, everybody, what's up? It's 12/10/2010. This is Bobby Rogue. This is another edition of the Rogue Gallery. And you've heard him, my crime partner, Carlos. What's up, man?
Not a whole lot, Bobby. Just enjoying a very cold, brisk Virginia evening. It is freezing freaking cold over here already. And
I hear you, man. I hear you.
It's like, I think, 19 degrees right now. So I'm definitely not enjoying this cold. But, you know, making the best of it. Nice warm house.
But I love the chill. I love the chill. I love being on the East Coast. And I know that they can't hear me because they're not allowed to listen to podcasts. But hey there, Amish people. I was in your part of the country not too long ago, a few weeks ago, and I enjoyed the pleasant visit.
Yeah, I had heard that you came out to Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah, I was in Amish country, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and it was quite an experience. Yeah,
Pennsylvania's nice, man. I enjoy driving through there.
Got to see a lot of buggies. It was nice. But I am back home now in San Francisco, California, and just brought home the Christmas tree. It's 8 feet tall. Wow. And guess how tall my ceiling is?
6 feet tall?
8 feet tall.
Right at the top. You can't even put a star or an angel or nothing on the top, dude.
I know. We're going to have to cut the tree a little now. We're kind of screwed. But, yeah. But dude, I love Christmas. You know, for people that know me, Christmas is my favorite time of the year. I love the smell of pine. And, man, I love going into the madness of downtown, buying presents and doing all that kind of stuff. I totally dig it. I'm totally into it. I'm a total kid when it comes to Navidad.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm definitely starting to get into Christmas season a little bit more. I think it helps when you have young children that are into it, that makes you into it. Because I know for the longest time after I got into my early 20s and up until I had children, just wasn't, you know, Christmas wasn't the same as it was when you were a kid. But definitely seeing it from the other side now, enjoying my time with my kids and seeing how excited that they're getting for Santa Claus to come. So hopefully Santa Claus is good for us this year.
Yep. Got to go to my first Christmas lighting ceremony in Union Square, San Francisco, California, day after Thanksgiving. It was beautiful, man. There was thousands and thousands and thousands of people. I thought they were there for me. They weren't. They were there for the tree. They're forgiven. Next time they better be there for me. All right.
Dude, they weren't chanting Bobby. Bobby, no. Bobby. What's going on?
No, I thought that they were. They kept saying some guy named Rudolph. And some guy named Santa, but you know, in being San Francisco, you know, I gotta say, there's a certain clothing company out there that kind of dropped the Christmas spirit ball by firing Santa Claus here in San Francisco.
Really?
He's made national news. Was on the Jay Leno show last night.
Oh, was that the guy with the gun?
No.
Oh,
that was
okay.
The guy with the gun. So there is a famous Santa Claus out here. People actually drive from out of state to bring their kids every year. And he likes to tell jokes to adults. And his dirtiest joke is this. He asks adult males or adult women, hey, have you been bad? And they say no. And then he always just says under his breath, you know, Santa knows where all the naughty girls and boys are. And, you know, it could be kind of construed as dirty or whatever. So some old dinosaur complained and, you know, the shopping store fired him. And Lefty Oduo, if you don't know him, he's a baseball legend who would love to give back to the community. And there's a bar named after him here in San Francisco. That bar scooped up Santa, paid him double his salary. So now Santa in San Francisco is making appearances out of a bar. They had a parade today for him in San Francisco. And it was hilarious because the parade route went through the store that fired him as he was waving to them. And then he was on Jay Leno. So egg all over the face for that company. Come on, man. It's the Christmas spirit. You know, you could have slapped him a little, slapped him around. Then he could have gone back to building his toys.
Yeah.
But hey, man, I'm a big holiday guy. And besides the holiday, I am also, and this is what the Rogue Review's, one of the pieces of the Rogue Review is going to be on, is I am a diehard San Francisco Giants fan.
Oh, no.
And for those of you that don't know, the San Francisco Giants finally won the World Series for the first time ever in the city of San Francisco. And people are saying, hey, Bobby Rogue, that was November 1st. Today is December 10th. Why so long? And I said, well, I waited because I wanted to wait for everybody to forget, just so I can remind them again that the Giants are the 2010 World Series champions.
Gee, thanks for reminding us.
I wanted to remind you, and people want to ask me, Bobby, how diehard of a fan are you? And I'm going to tell you. You know, when I was in grade school on the baseball team, for $5, we can go to doubleheaders at Candlestick Park. Candlestick Park, they don't even play in Candlestick Park anymore. I would go to the doubleheaders. This was back when you can watch both games. They wouldn't kick you out.
Right.
I'll tell you, man, I became a very good reader, and I got all A's in English class. And one of the reasons was is because every single day I would read the newspaper, my neighbor's paper that I would borrow, and I would read the Sporting Green, San Francisco Chronicle, man, and I would read every article about the Giants, and that's how I learned how to read, I swear to God. That's how I learned how to read.
That's pretty funny.
And I'll never forget in 87, 88, my first social gathering, and I was, you know, 13 years old, and, you know, you finally, your parents finally let you out with your friends for the first time at night, and it's a big deal. The first thing I ever did for my first social gathering as a pubescent teen is we went to one of our friends' house and we watched the Giants clinch the West. Now they lost in the playoffs, but, you know, I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that. You know, fast forward a few years later to high school, Bobby Rogue first got tuition. You know why? Because the Giants were in the playoffs again. The game was at 1:00 PM. And I wrote a letter and it said, Bobby Rogue has a dentist appointment. Please excuse him from class. He needs to leave at 1 p.m. So I gave it to my principal, and my principal kind of smirked at me and said, okay, Bobby, I'll see you later. And I thought, oh, my God, I can't believe I just got away with that. Well, it wasn't that I got away with it. My teacher, my principal knew exactly what I was doing. And then in the morning, he gave me a toothbrush, and I was like, what's this for? And he goes, oh, for the next 8 weekends, you're coming in you're coming in on Saturdays and Sundays, and you're going to clean the bathrooms the showers with a toothbrush. And I did it, you know,
just for a game. So in other words, the Giants were actually causing you discomfort in your life. And yet you're still having an allegiance to them. That's kind of
like
sad.
A girlfriend treats you like shit. You keep coming back. Yeah. It was crazy. I was present at the last game ever played at Candlestick Park. I'll never forget it. It was awesome. I was there when Barry Bonds broke the home run record. It was amazing. I've been to various home openers during the Giants history.
You know, I got to admit
it was crazy.
I got to admit when I used to live in San Jose, I went to a Giants game a couple times, but this was when it was called Pac Bell Park, and I don't even know what it's called anymore. But you know, it's a nice park, and I did enjoy my time over there. I also enjoy watching the Cubs beat the Giants, definitely if you get an opportunity to go to San Francisco, try to check out a Giants game.
Check it out. And you know what? Chicago Cubs, they are on my list. I do want to go to Chicago to Wrigley Field before they start messing with it.
Yeah, there's nothing like a game in Wrigley Field, man. That's the last, you know, one of the last of the old school stadiums that are still around.
I gotta see it and have White Castle burgers.
Oh, White Castles, yes.
But I want to see the game in the daytime. I don't want to go to a night game because I think that's crappy. I want to see how Wrigley Field was meant to be seen.
Right.
You know, in the daytime.
Right. So, well, you know, so even growing up, they didn't have lights in Wrigley. Just as long as I can remember, it wasn't until late '90s, early or late 80s, early 90s that they put the lights in. I can't remember what year it was, but in fact, that's funny. That's funny because, you know, one of the last Cubs games of the season, we happened to be watching it here. And I was telling my wife, yeah, the Cubs, the Wrigley Field didn't even have lights up until, you know, fairly recently.
I'll never forget, man, you know, that stadium left an impression with me. One time I was taking a taxi cab home and we drove by Wrigley Field and I thought to myself, man, this really looks like a baseball town. I think there was even a giant baseball in front of the McDonald's.
Right, so, yeah, Wrigleyville, man, it's awesome up
Wrigleyville
there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So yep. You know, once again, props to the old school baseball teams, props to the San Francisco Giants. You know, I'll always be a diehard fan. I know I'm not going to live in San Francisco forever. You know, once slowdownradio.com becomes famous and I'm podcasting from Cancun, Mexico, on the beach drinking a Corona, eating lobster, I will still be wearing, you know, my Giants gear.
That's funny.
Just so awesome. Just so awesome.
Yep.
But, you know, this is the Rogue Review because we like to review stuff. Want to give my props out, you know, to Black Swan, the movie. I think it was awesome. The Social Network, I think it was awesome. I'm a big country fan, so I'm looking forward to a Country Strong and a True Grit. I just want to, you know, do a little review also of, you know, lowdownradio.com. This is my first time podcasting, and a review of myself and Carlos. I give it 2 thumbs up.
Well, I hope so. I like to think we're doing a decent job on the show.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's definitely pretty cool. So here's a pre-Rogue review. You know, before I review you to the entertainment industry going into 2011. You know, I hope you start gearing up for some awesome music, for some awesome movies, and a little bit of Rogue review on Netflix. Carlos, you want to give us the lowdown on what Netflix is doing?
Well, you know, Netflix just recently released a new payment. I was going to call it a scheme, which is kind of is a scheme. But basically, you can pay a little bit of a lower rate and just get access to their streaming collection, which isn't too bad. I know for us, there's a lot of movies that we haven't seen that are only available on DVD. So we're going to go ahead and keep the one DVD plus the streaming collection. But, you know, there's... You know, the way of the world right now is everything's going streaming, so it would not surprise me with, you know, sometimes towards the late 2011, beginning of 2012, Netflix goes completely streaming, and they're not going to be doing the DVDs anymore. So, but that'd be good. I mean, it definitely like the streaming section of Netflix better than having to wait for a DVD.
Big fan of streaming. And one final piece before I bid au revoir to this session of the Bobby Rogue Gallery is I want to talk cartoons. I love Robotech, and I'll tell you this. I think the Transformers bit Robotech. I think the Transformers are huge because whoever made Transformers probably was a Robotech fan. And I implore somebody in Hollywood to make Transformers, because if Transformers, I mean, not Transformers, oh my God, they're my enemy. Robotech. Please make Robotech. Bring it to the big screen, because then I think Robotech will crush Transformers in the movie market. And I'll tell you this, Carlos, I think that you should put Robotech on Netflix. I think we should do a full-on Lowdown Radio in the future on Robotech. Robotech may be a cartoon, but it is such an adult series, just in cartoon-based form, man. Such a great storyline. Yeah, such a great storyline.
Check it out. I'll be the first to admit that I have not seen Robotech. So we'll
okay. Carlos, to-do list. Step one, go to Netflix. Step two, hit search. Step three, Robotech. Step four, send it to Instant Queue. Watch a couple of episodes. We should review it in early 2011. How about that?
Sounds good.
That's
to me.
All I want for Christmas.
I'm down for that.
That's all I want for Christmas. I want to bid farewell to some great shows. Friday Night Lights is wrapping up its season. They are truly remarkable. Caprica, one of my favorite shows, will eventually wrap up their season one of these years because we get 3 episodes, and then 6 months later you get another 3 episodes. So what the hell is that?
It's not wrapping up season. It's wrapping up the show.
Yeah, wrap up the show already. Jesus Christ. And then let's get on with the other one. So, but Friday Night Lights, man. another Bobby Roque prediction. I predict that the entire cast of Friday Night Lights is going to go on to bigger and better things. And for whoever makes Robotech, I've already self-casted myself. I want to be the character Lug in Robotech. I think that he personifies what Bobby Roque is all about. Cool, Carlos could be Max Sterling.
Sure. I don't even know.
Or Global. Or Commander Global.
I'll let you know who I want to be after I watch it.
Yeah, I think you're going to agree. You're going to want to be Global, or you're going to want to be Max Sterling. You might not want to be Yellow Dancer, though.
But that name sounds fantastic.
Oh, Yellow Dancer. Woohoo! Well, it's a Friday night. Bobby Roque is single, ready to mingle. My friends call me 250 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal, and I think it's time for me to go and party.
All right, Bobby, you have a good night.
This is Bobby Roque saying good night, and we'll see you next time.
This has been a Lowdown Radio production. To listen to all of our shows, please visit our website at lowdownradio.com.